Several months ago, Justin Esch and Dave Lefko got an email from a corporal in the U.S. Marine Corps. Let me read part of it. I'm currently stationed on a small Army forward operating post in the western part of Al Anbar province in Iraq with a detachment of about 60 Marines. I'm sorry to report, however, that although there are many amenities provided for us, regular access to bacon is not one of them. See, Justin and Dave are inventors of something called bacon salt. It says on the bottle, everything should taste like bacon. They started Operation Bacon Salt to get bacon flavoring to at least some of the troops. Was this necessary? Probably not. A publicity stunt? Yeah, quite possibly. Should everything really taste like bacon? That is a harder question, and fortunately, Dave and Justin are here to help us answer it. Hello, fellows.
Hello.
So we'll go to Justin first as I ask, what are the origins of bacon salt?
Bacon salt was an idea that that I had. It was actually inspired by a cocktail. Mm-hmm. It's a drink called the Mitch Morgan. It's a shot of bourbon with a bacon garnish. Served in a restaurant in Telluride, Colorado, where I grew up, called the Fat Alley Barbecue. And for whatever reason, that inspired me to make some bacon-flavored seasoning salt.
And Dave, how did you become involved?
Well, I sort of dragged Justin into actually making this product.
How'd you know how to do it? I don't know how to, you know, crack the condiment market.
We didn't, and we still don't really. No, we've learned over time, but we stumbled our way through it, I guess I would say.
We hit every hurdle face first and just climbed up over, threw ourselves over the other side every time we came to something we didn't know how to do.
I can't count how many ways that we messed up. But
and after hitting those hurdles, it's one thing to pour salt in the wounds, but bacon salt, that might not be so bad.
It would be delicious in a wound, absolutely.
So is there any real bacon in the bacon salt?
There's none, no. It's a vegetarian product. The hickory flavor is actually vegan. It's got no calories, it's got no fat, it's vegetarian, and it's even kosher, ironic value.
Do you know if any Orthodox Jews or people who are who keep kosher have tried it, or does it violate sort of the spirit of the law?
Quite a lot. We got emails every day from people. Usually the first thing they say is, who certified this kosher? Right. I want answers.
Who's the crazy rabbi that actually did this?
So you have natural, absolutely. You mentioned hickory, original, pepper. Did you try any flavors that failed?
We did. We came out with a maple flavor at first. So it was original, hickory, and maple. The first failure was experimenting in my kitchen. This is Dave. Experimenting in my kitchen with bacon drippings and salt, and that was a disaster. It was yellow tinged. It was fatty.
It was disgusting.
Gross. It was disgusting.
So how does Operation Bacon Salt go? How do you work with the military? How's that moving?
We got emails from guys, and they'd been buying it from us. We just didn't really notice that we were sending a lot of product to APO and AFO addresses. And then we just got an email. You read part of it earlier. The guy's name was Lee R. Bowden. He's 21. He's from Coshocton, Ohio. Just sent this email and said, I want to buy some bacon salt for the guys I'm stationed with. So I just mailed him product. You know, it was just kind of a reactionary thing. This is back in October or November. And then people...
Word spread in Afghanistan.
In Iraq. Yeah. It was like, if you email these guys in Seattle, they will mail you bacon flavored salt.
There are a couple people in a cave somewhere that are eating bacon in Afghanistan.
It just kind of snowballed. And one thing led to another. And we really didn't do anything with it except mail people bacon salt. I mean, what, till like February?
Yeah, I mean, it just sort of built organically. There were soldiers stationed in places that didn't have cushy mess halls and had no access to bacon or very little access to bacon, and they're eating these horrible MREs, and we just felt bad for them, and we just said, you know, let's send them some bacon salt. Let's you know, try to brighten their day a little bit.
Ian was handling some of your product yesterday. We do have some bottles in here. They have not yet been open, but just in handling it, Ian Chillag could detect the smell of a bacon-like product on his hand for hours. I assume that stray dogs were following him in the street. Does it get daunting being constantly surrounded by the odor of bacon?
No. It's awesome. You can't get any better than that.
However, when we did start out of Dave's garage, because that's where the company, that was like the original headquarters, Dave's two-car garage. Yeah, it was literally like every dog in the neighborhood in this little planned community he was in was circling the house, and his wife was near the end when it was just thousands of cases of bacon salt in this little two-car garage. She got a little tired of it near the end, I think.
I would also caution members of the law enforcement community perhaps against eating this, just because, let's say you're a state trooper, you pull someone over, the guy rolled down the window and he says, something smells like bacon. He might not be dissing you. I mean, I know you're going to want to drag him out of the car and take him to jail, but you literally could just smell like bacon. So that, I don't know if you've considered that warning at all, but it might be something to look into.
We actually had a guy that, as part of a recipe contest, submitted a bacon salt air freshener. Mm-hmm. So we took a Renews It air freshener, car air freshener, and replaced the contents with bacon salt. And he loves it. It makes his whole car smell like bacon. So you can't go wrong, really.
All right. Are we going to do this thing? Are we going to do this taste test? All right. Joining us now to eat bacon salt is Jacob Gans, who is our, I don't know, like a director, I guess you'd call him.
I guess.
Like a director.
Hey,
like
Jacob, director. You're a vegetarian, aren't you?
Well, I eat fish, but no meat. So bacon is off the menu for me.
Technically, Justin, Dave, set him
right. Shaking up.
Isn't bacon a fish? Technically?
For some people it is. There's okay. Actually a group of people that call themselves bacon vegetarians that only eat bacon.
He can be a bacon pescatarian.
Trish McKinney, our producer. What's your real title?
How long have we worked together?
She's like an editor.
I'm like an editor.
You're like an editor. Everyone comes in and just offers advice, and I nod like I'm listening. So, Trish, what's your food background?
I'm an omnivore.
Yeah. So let's all start with a baseline popcorn tasting. Okay? We'll all taste the same food, popcorn, and we'll all have the same flavor of bacon salt on it. Okay? So pick what do you think the best is? Original or
what tastes the most just like bacon?
What tastes the most like bacon, guys?
I'd say original.
Original. Let's go to original.
I'd say original is like more of a straight up bacon.
I have original. Here I go.
Trish McKinney eating bacon salt. I'm going to eat mine.
It like filled my nose.
There is a kind of wasabi effect where it does get your sinuses a little bit. Mmm. I want more.
I like it.
What's up next?
What do you want to do next, Mike?
I got hickory bacon on a marshmallow.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's usually not what we go for, but it might be okay.
It's not terrible.
I'm going.
It does say everything on the front of this bacon salt.
Could I have the egg sandwich? That wasn't that bad.
I'll take a C. On marshmallows?
Yeah, it's definitely strong.
Could be good on marshmallows.
I don't think so.
You know, I bet if you took a little chocolate and melted it on there with the marshmallow and the hickory,
chocolate.
It could be good.
All right, chocolate and hickory bacon salt. Here I go. Piquant.
Can I have one of the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? This is going to be an Elvis Presley special.
Okay, cool.
I don't know that I would do the chocolate with bacon salt again, but it's not offensive.
I think the thing that we're missing in all these
self-control.
No, I think that self-control is easy because there's no fat. There's no you don't get that massively greasy, guilty feeling.
That's
of eating.
Doesn't hit your stomach like a rock.
Right, but when you're eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with bacon on it, you want to feel like you're doing something wrong, and this doesn't really feel wrong. Mm. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Justin Esch and Dave Lefko. Man, you guys, you not only gave us a good interview, you brought bacon salt into our lives, and we want to thank you.
We thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.